For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign. USA's Rick Vincent reports on how that might affect the Russia probe.
On ABC's This Week, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy was asked if Chief of Staff John Kelly leaving before the end of the year makes him concerned that President Trump might fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I'm certainly going to look at all of our options to try to force a vote on legislation that would protect the Special Counsel. I'm also worried about General Kelly leaving the White House. I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller.
And on Fox News Sunday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't know if Kelly resigned or was forced out.
Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his pick for attorney general. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and a sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Salih Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me." Russia has emerged as the world's second largest arms producer, according to a Swedish think tank. The U.S. is still first, but the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Russia arms sales accounted for 9.5% of the world's total sales, an 8.5% year-on-year growth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
During a concert at an Italian bar called the Blue Lantern, four teenagers and a mother were crushed when a stampede happened after a noxious substance was sprayed. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Italian police are still questioning witnesses to determine who sprayed an irritant, triggering a deadly stampede in an overcrowded disco bar in a town near the Adriatic port of Ancona. Police did not confirm Italian media reports, saying investigators had already identified a juvenile as the alleged sprayer of that irritant, but they do say police had questioned over 80 witnesses to Saturday's pre-dawn stampede at the Blue Lagoon Disco. Five teens, all of them minors, and a mother who accompanied her child to the rap concert were killed in that stampede. More than 50 concertgoers were injured.
8 Holocaust survivors joined the president to celebrate Hanukkah. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for 8 nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.